So it's Tuesday afternoon. I've just finished another lesson with my Year 10 GCSE computing students. The last few weeks we've been using a book, How to Invent Your Own Games with Python, but this afternoon I introduced Code Academy, which is learning how to program in JavaScript. Now, this is the first time I've introduced it to my class, and I've got some here, and I'm just going to ask them some of what their opinions were. So Kieran, tell us something about Code Academy, what you thought.
It's all interactive, so like it tells you what to do, and then you do it, and then it tells you if you do it right, and then it goes on to the next step, or if you do it wrong, then it'll say like try again.
So you like the interactive element about it? Thank you. Peter, what was there anything that you liked particularly about it?
I find it easier to use than Python, and it helps you through and tells you if you're wrong.
So you're saying you found this website easier to follow than the book?
Yeah.
Teaching you how to use Python. And did you notice any of your feedback as we were going along? Did you think that you were doing well or not?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because you can tell if you got it right.
Okay. Andrew,
like,
something you want to add?
Well, in Python, there was like really big explanations about the things, but it wasn't needed to be big, whereas in this, there's quite small, but just understandable.
So you like in Code Academy, you're doing it in just little small chunks at a time instead of doing big, long sections. Matthew, have you anything that you wanted to add on?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. It was quite simple. And I like the way that you learnt it, the way that it tells you when you're wrong and it tells you how to do the things each step at a time. And I found it a bit more simple than Python.
And Matthew, what was your thoughts about it?
It gave you challenges. Like in Python, you just had to copy out of a book, whereas this, it like told you to try and do it yourself. So I really like that.
Jordan, how were you doing with your score? Did you get to see?
Well, it gives you a score and how far you've got into the actual like practices of it.
Did you create an account for yourself?
Yeah, and what? You create accounts.
What's the point in creating an account? What happens if you don't have an account?
Well, if you don't make an account, you can't track your progress, and you get like achievements and stuff saying what you've done and how far you've got into the actual tutorials.
Okay, thank you. So that was some thoughts from the class on using Code Academy to learn. Just to reiterate, it is a free resource that you can access online. It's www.codeacademy.com. There's no A between the E and the start of Academy. One of the things I noticed when I was going around during the lesson, they did seem quite enthusiastic and using it quite quickly. They were saying, oh, we like this much better than what we've been doing recently in Python. But they were getting confused. And although this is JavaScript, what they were getting confused about was they were saying, oh, I much prefer JavaScript to Python. But I think what they actually meant was that they preferred the Code Academy resource in the way that there's little blocks of code, you type it in, you get some feedback. Whereas when they'd been learning from a book before, when we were learning Python, they were having to read through quite long sections of the book, and they weren't getting the same sort of instant feedback in the way that Code Academy was. One of the barriers I had to overcome was in our school, we were only allowing children to use Internet Explorer. And if you want to use Code Academy and Internet Explorer, you have to download an add-on or a plug-in from, I think it's called the Google Chrome shell. But our way around it was we've installed Firefox so that limited numbers of pupils can use Firefox. I think our system admin people are a little bit worried, our network manager, that if they start using Firefox, that they might find other ways of subverting and getting past our smart filter that we have in school. So there we go, Code Academy.